Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Copy at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Copy at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, Jungaya Rauga. On Copy at KYUK this morning, we have host KYUK reporter Greg Kim and guest Mark Spring. It's all yours, Greg.
Thanks, Iris. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Copy at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. ONC in Bethel has opened up applications for its tribal member emergency assistance. This morning, we have ONC Executive Director Mark Springer on the line to talk about the program. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for being here. Mark, what I understand is that the tribal member emergency assistance is basically a chunk of ONC's CARES money that tribal members can directly access. Is that a good portrayal of that?
It's pretty close. Yeah, the council has basically established a budget for allocating CARES funding for tribal member assistance in a number of different ways.
Okay. And for this tribal member emergency assistance, who is eligible?
It's any tribal member, any ONC member, any enrolled ONC member is eligible to receive assistance in one fashion or another. We have applications that we are asking households, heads of household, to complete and get into us. We've had quite a number of them come in by email and delivered. We are also going to be mailing those applications out. We're going to have one of the printing houses in Anchorage the next couple of days get them mailed out to about 2,000 of our tribal members that are over the age of 18. So some households might get more than one application, but we would really like to get one application per household.
Mm-hmm. And you said all tribal members, so that's going to be including tribal members who are not currently in Bethel.
That is exactly correct. We are going to be providing assistance, let me just go over really quickly. It is CARES Act money that was appropriated by Congress. They appropriated $8 billion to federally recognized tribes in the country. ONC did receive a very substantial amount of money. It's closer to $14 million than $13 million, which is a lot of money. If we could have written check to every tribal member and sent them X amount, we would have done it already, but we're not allowed to do that under the Treasury Department rules. It has to be spent on preparedness, preparation, and response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are, we're looking to help folks. The assistance we're giving is right now, impact response, impact assistance. So, the first thing that we did, most everybody in Bethel knows, over the last week, we've given out close to, 500 gas cards for $500 each to tribal members here in Bethel. So we've put close to $250,000 basically in people's pockets in the last week here in Bethel. It is to allow them to go do their subsistence activities based on the idea of food security. We don't know what winter's going to bring. We don't know what the grocery supply chain is going to be like. We know that meat is more expensive. We know that subsistence harvesting, whether it's moose or berries or birds or fish, is essential to our tribal members. And so we're providing this subsistence, fuel assistance, to help our members assure themselves of their food security. But we're doing a lot of other things, or will be doing a lot of other things as well.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that $250,000 in gas cards has already been given out. How much money total do you have in this program to give to tribal members?
For fuel?
For total emergency
We've got we have the whole $13 million budgeted out. The members will receive in one fashion or another a very large proportion of that $13 million, assuming we're able to get it all out. We're hoping that Senator Murkowski is successful in getting an extension past December 30th for a deadline for spending this money. And if anybody knows her, feel free to send her a note and encourage her to do that, because then we'll be able to, you know, continue to provide assistance into 2021. But we're you know, going to try our hardest. And believe me, it's not easy. It's not easy to spend that kind of money and to do it in a way that, you know, meets the requirements of the federal government and leaves us good for being audited, but we're going at it hammer and tongs.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that gas cards was one example of how tribal members could access a part of that $14 million. What are other ways that they could apply to get that money?
Well, we just had to send a fast text to my son-in-law. My daughter just caught a moose this morning. We have got $1 million set aside for utility assistance, and that's for, you know, folks here in Bethel, in the surrounding villages, and out of Bethel. We are working with the city to get their utility arrearage list. You know, the people owe the money, and we're going to identify the tribal members that are in there, and we will be, you know, paying their accounts from March, from when the program started, when the CARES authorization came out, and we're helping people with their AVEC bills. We don't want anybody to be disconnected, and we'll be doing the same thing for, you know, tribal members that are not in Bethel, in Anchorage. If we have a tribal member in, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio, who says, "Hey, I'm behind on my natural gas bill," then, you know, we'll interact. I think we've got somebody from Alaska that told us that. So we have $1 million set aside strictly for utility assistance. We've got $3 million, and I'm sorry, I'm not at my desk. I'm in one of the trucks going over to the job site, but we got $3 million that's set aside for tribal member emergency assistance. We have $1 million set aside for elder assistance. So we've got it broke down by categories, but we also have the ability, of course, if we need to move amounts around in there, that's no problem. We're going to be helping people with utilities. We're going to be helping people with rental assistance, especially folks that are, you know, behind. And, you know, when we talk about impacts, we're talking about people who lost their job or who were put on furlough because of COVID-19. We're also talking about people who have been job seeking and have been impeded because the job service office here has been closed to the public. There's just a whole gamut of reasons people are impacted, and as our chairman, Henry Hunter Sr., and the rest of the board, rest of the council agrees, everybody has been impacted by COVID-19. And that, when we recognize that, and that's how we are, you know, focusing our efforts is we're not looking for people to be qualified necessarily apart from being tribal members, you know, because we know that everybody has been affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of want, to hear a little bit more about, like, the distinction between, I imagine that some of these services you're going to help all your tribal members are out with, and some are going to be more targeted towards, you know, those folks who've been laid off, furloughed, or maybe are quarantining. Mm-hmm. And for example, that rental assistance, would mm-hmm. every tribal member get some help with their rent, or is that something specified for the people who are laid off, furloughed, or quarantining?
We would like, you know, somebody comes in and says, hey, I've missed my last rental payment, or I've missed the last couple of rental payments, and here's why, and it's related to a COVID-19 impact, then that's all we need. And you know, we look at it, right, looking at it upstream. We're going to get audited next year as part of our single audit, and we have the auditing firm come in like they do every year. And we're going to have to be able to account for all this money and that the uses of it were proper. And hopefully we won't have any federal auditors coming around, although that's a very real possibility as well. You know, some guys in suits, ladies in suits from the Treasury Department and get off the plane and come in and say, we're from the government, and maybe we're here to help you, or maybe we're here to see what you did wrong. We want them to see that we did it right.
One thing I want to highlight that you already touched on is that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Bethel City Council members, including yourself, decided not to shut off anyone's water and sewer, even if they aren't able to pay the bills. And now, from what I understand from council meetings, the city is kind of racking up a big debt on those unpaid bills. And I just want to ask clearly, could ONC tribal members use some of this emergency assistance on their unpaid water and sewer bills if they have any?
Yeah, the way we're the assistance will be has been so far direct vendor payments. So if we have a tribal member come in and just let folks know how we have things set up over there. Yvonne Kinnegak is our emergency management specialist, so she is organizing the effort in the office. And we have a couple of job openings, by the way. If somebody's looking for a short call between now and the end of December, we have a couple of basic, almost entry-level positions as CARES Act technicians, and they'll be good jobs. So please come by if you're interested. But anyways, it's direct vendor payments. So if somebody comes in and says, you know what, here's my water bill. I haven't been able to pay it for, X number of months for this COVID-19 impact-related reason, then we will send a check to the city. The same thing with AVEC. We've already done that. We've started covering some AVEC bills. We've covered some AHFC rentals for folks. So we won't be giving members, a check or cash. We will be sending the check to the vendor, which is a lot easier. And again, it essentially puts money in their pocket. I mean, if you're staying awake at night saying, man, you know, I'm paying AHFC $1,700 a month or $1,400 a month, and my water bill is this, and, you know, and I'm not working, or I'm working less hours. We consider, taking care of those amounts, those impacts on you as more or less putting money back into our members' pockets. It's money that they don't have to worry about coming up with, and they can use it for important things like, feeding their children and taking care of their families.
Mark, could you give us a reminder on when tribal members need to apply by to get a portion of this funding?
Yeah, sure. The applications that are out, that are going out, I believe the deadline is October 16th. We're not gonna throw them out if they come in after that. But we wanted to have a kind of a hard deadline on there, just to incentivize people to get the applications in, and so that we're not, we don't want to see applications come in on December 15th, So it's a deadline. I won't call it a drop dead deadline, but please, get those applications in. If you have already sent one in, great. If you have indicated on there that you've got needs aren't quite, you didn't have an attached receipts or bills and stuff, we'll be following up with you on that. And that's part of the job that these, these technicians, when we get them, will start doing. So we will be in contact with, you know, with our members. Believe me, our members have been in contact with us. there's time, you know, I'm like, yeah, I think I want to walk down to the end of the hall, and I stand up and my phone starts ringing. So, I'm really glad we're there to help. We're there to answer questions. We welcome hearing from tribal members anytime. I do want to say that, we appreciate, how much folks have said they appreciate what we've done even so far. So it's all the effort of the staff, and it's the direction of the council, that's making this happen. And, we're going to continue to do the very best we can to get folks the assistance they need.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Mark, for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, Greg. Thanks enough for the time.
Yep. You've been listening to ONC Executive Director Mark Springer talk about how tribal members can access part of its funding.
Sorry about that. One of our callers hung up, but for now, here is a bed.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Coffee
and this is Catherine from ABCP Housing.
I listen to KYUK 640 AM from Bethel, Alaska.
On KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac and on 91.9 FM in